Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We have trivia for you. We do it, well, Freddie Kiger does it better than anybody else.
Well, you are so kind. And our trivia department is list one.
Yeah, exactly. So Tar Heels getting ready this weekend to play Duke.
I'm going to tell you something. When's the last time that matchup had such potential significance?
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, man.
Blue Devils, Tar Heels.
And it's over here in Keenan Stadium.
Exactly right. And, you know, it brings me memories of old Steve Spurrier, you know?
Yeah.
When I don't want to say much because I don't know what you're going to ask for today. Okay. I don't know what your trivia question
is. No, it has nothing to do with football.
Oh, okay. Steve Spurrier's team beat Carolina in Keenan Stadium. Whoever the idiot was who left the score up on the scoreboard for so long, Spurrier had his team pose in front of that picture, in front of that scoreboard.
Well, he did it. And yeah. Supposedly, I've heard that he does that. He did that at one game every season with whatever team he was with. But, you know.
But why in the world would you leave the score up like that?
Well, I mean, they did that in part, too, because, you know, remember back in the late 50s, Carolina upset Duke and beat them like 50-0. And
yeah.
They took a photograph of that picture.
Yeah.
So
he was retaliating.
If you're going to put it out there, you better be able to take it.
Yeah. And Steve Spurrier, I mean, you know, say what you want about him. He's 70 years old. He just stepped down as coach at South Carolina.
Well, yeah, but he said, I'm retiring. I am resigning, not retiring.
Yeah. Well, that's true. He might end up on somebody else's sideline. Yeah.
I'm not a Spurrier fan.
You never know. I mean, but the guy was interesting.
Oh, he was very interesting.
He's always
shot from the hip.
Always quotable.
Good football coach, but not my cup of tea.
Yeah, no, I don't particularly like him either.
And he almost became the head football coach at the University of North Carolina.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I would have had to have swallowed real hard.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
But I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of success over the years, but now he's not coaching, but who knows?
Yep.
There may be some years left.
It's like bad pennies. They'll show up somewhere.
That's right.
Holy smoke.
Sorry, I got us off on that tangent.
That's all right. Well, we're doing state birds.
Well, he's a bird.
He's a bird dog. That is so bad that we went right there to that.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, and Don.
Phil and Don Everly.
The state bird for North Carolina, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia is the Northern Cardinal.
Right.
But only one state has a state bird that is the Roadrunner.
I'm a roadrunner, baby.
Junior Walker. Which state has as its state bird the roadrunner?
Why did the coyote not just buy some food? He had all this money to order all this stuff.
Yeah, he had the warehouse number for Acme. Remember, everything was Acme.
Exactly, yeah. But it had to cost him money.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but why didn't he just go buy some food and leave the Roadrunner alone and stop getting smashed?
Exactly. Yeah, just go to a nice restaurant and get whatever you want.
That's right.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Freddie Kiger asking another intellectual question. The Roadrunner.
Yeah.
In the background here. I'm going to guess, is the Roadrunner the state bird of Arizona?
That's a great guess because it is in the Southwest, but go east one state.
I'm not good at this.
Between Arizona and Texas.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Mexico's state bird is the Roadrunner.
How about that?
The 47th state is the 5th most extensive, the 36th most populous, and the 6th least densely populated of our 50 states.
Yeah.
And it's the Roadrunner.
So the Roadrunner's got plenty of room to run around.
All they need is a wild E coyote, and I'm sure they got plenty of those, too.
Yeah.
We got coyotes around here.
I know. They've been spotted around Chapel Hill.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And it's kind of scary, actually. But, you know.
Particularly if you got, like, small animals.
If you have
and
pets.
Livestock and, you know. Yeah, pets. Dogs and cats. Be careful.
Exactly. Be on the lookout. Freddie, thank you.
You're welcome.
You've certainly added to my intellectual capacity.
I love it when I can add another ring around to your cerebellum.
I guess the capacity has always been there. It's just not been taken advantage of.
Well, we don't tap it, only...
That's right.
Okay. Hey, good luck, Heels. Keep that victory bell this weekend.
You got it, baby.